This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Lucas Mahuta. Date of birth 08/17/1979. Date of appointment 1/10/2024. Requesting physician Peter Foreman, PETERFORMAN. Dear Dr. Foreman, I have the pleasure of seeing Lucas Mahuta today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 44 years. Forty-four-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having significant decline in cognition. MRI of the brain done 2 times in Albany Medical Center and 1 time in Glens Falls Hospital, which shows a small foci of abnormal signal in the left parietal lobe involving the cortex and subcortical white matter. He has a loss of focus, general cognitive decline, comprehension is not good, ability to anticipate discussion, facial recognition. He's our attorney. His vision is little bit down, no weakness, no numbness. He started to experience these symptoms since 2014-15. He was seen by Dr. Story, Storey, and currently by Dr. Verdini, Verdini. His neuropsychiatric evaluation also done, EEG done, which is normal. He was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Adamo, Adamo, who said he is not a surgical candidate. Past medical history, none, past surgical history, ears, surgery and hernia repair, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, none. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. He drinks 1 glass of whiskey every other day. He is an attorney, he is married, live with his wife, have 1 son, family history, mother alive with thyroid problem, father alive, healthy, 2 sisters, 1 with thyroid problem, no brother. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having confusion, memory loss, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart as to regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen south bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545. deep tender reflex is 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination and MRI finding is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, mild cognitive impairment. Number two, probably depression. Please rewrite again. Number two, questionable depression. Number three, a small foci of abnormal signal in the left parietal lobe involving the cortex and subcortical white matter. Next paragraph. In MRI of the brain, finding in my opinion is non-specific finding. We don't know how long these findings are there. Maybe he suffered some ischemic injury to the brain. IV contrast did not show any brain tumor. I advised him to take I advised him to take multivitamins. He might need antidepressant, which sometimes help for concentration and memory. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.